Hi, my name is John Johnson, and I'm a big fan of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. I've been going since the late 60s. I think it was the 8th film festival when I started going. Every year I find at least two or three films that are just amazing from my point of view. And it's worth sitting there for hour after hour, seeing films that are pretty good to get to some that are just amazing that you would have nowhere else to see. There was one back in 1976 called Rendezvous by Claude Lelouch, which totally blew my mind. It was about a guy sitting in a car. All he was doing was driving through Paris at full speed, running red lights, and it was a real film. This wasn't fake. There weren't people blocking off the streets or anything like that. He was going full bore through Paris, and it was like it left you with goosebumps. The judges don't pick the same films I like. And what I've done is when some film doesn't win an award, I'll send the filmmaker a few dollars myself and tell him what a great film it was. And I have another motive for that. Sometimes they'll send me a DVD of that film so I can show it to my friends, which is always a treat.
I'm Layden Pierce. I'm a film and video maker and installation artist. This festival is it's experimental work, but it's shown in a gorgeous theater, which is not normal. Normally, experimental film is shown in dark basement-like places, small storefronts, stuff like that. So that already is kind of special, with nice seats and, you know, an organ that comes out of the stage and all that. This festival is my favorite one, really. I've first entered the festival in 1981. He likes to chop down trees.
I like to chop down trees.
1981. Won my first cash prize ever, and I've been entering every year ever since.
I like to chop down trees.
It was a thrill, yeah. It was like, wow, I got a prize at the Ann Arbor Film Festival. It was my first 16mm film. So that it's probably the festival's fault that I became a filmmaker, because that kind of encouragement early on can really, can be a dangerous thing.